message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Every opportunity to share God's word is a priceless opportunity that we never take for granted. I also want to thank our Father in the Lord, my pastor, for everything that God has been using him to do. We pray, sir, that Lord God Almighty will bless you greatly in the name of Jesus. Can you please help me to celebrate God upon his life? Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. The Lord will bless you greatly. And also help me to appreciate Mama. And I mean, she's here. Appreciate God. Praise the Lord. When I say she's here, somebody say, where is she? She's here. Hallelujah. Okay, I want to appreciate Pastor Shebi especially for being a humble servant of God. Thank you, sir. Also want to appreciate all our father in the house, all our pastors, all our leaders, and especially you. Please appreciate you. You are special. Hallelujah. Now, tonight is a special night because it's a night of empowerment. It is not an ordinary day. It is not an ordinary program. A time of refreshing in the presence of God. And I want to please let your mind be here. You know, when you deny yourself the sleep and you are here, you are better be here. Your mind is not at home, or you are dozing and then you are absent-minded. Your physical presence is here, but your mind and your spirit is not here. For me, I think that is one of the greatest cheats you can do to yourself. So you probably have to tell your body that your body must cooperate and be here so that you can receive everything that God has for you today. And I pray that you will receive them in full in the name of Jesus. The topic is praise for speedy accomplishment. Praise for speedy accomplishment. Our God is never a slack God. Our God works with speed. One day the whole world was in chaos. And he said, let there be peace. The Bible says, let there be light. And the Bible said, there was light. There was no need to have to pass a proposal or a bill waiting for it to be approved before light become, maybe appeared. There is no need for debate. Light be. And the verse that follows is that, and light be. So God walked with speed. The Bible tells me that God is never slack. He never slow like other slacks. God is a God of speed. God is a God of speed. When God wants to do anything, you can be rest assured that it's going to happen in a moment. As a matter of fact, God has no time. And that is why we call him ageless. He's a timeless God. He has no time, so he's not restricted to time. Nothing restricts him. Nothing confines him. Nothing limits him. He's a God of on time. Can you text to your neighbor? Say, my God is a God of on time. He walks with speed. Again, say, he walks with speed. Speedy accomplishment. Praise is actually what brings about speedy accomplishment. If you want your accomplishment to come with speed, you have to tune to the channel of praise. Praise is what gives you what you need in haste. Praise the Lord. I know that prayer is very, very important and necessary. I know that fasting is also important and necessary. But you see, if you want to take God, if you want to make him act fast, you have to subscribe to a lifestyle of praise. Because it makes things work faster for you. It makes things work faster for you. God respond to our praise. And you see, every time you have the privilege or opportunity to praise, don't see it as normal thing to do or the first thing to do. Praise is not the first thing to do. If you see it as the first thing to do, then it becomes a routine. Because you see praise as something that God himself is waiting for. Every opportunity, you say, oh, God is inviting me in again. And if you will respond to that invitation, then you will see quick response to all your requests. Many believe that when you pray, God answered. And that is true. But what is more true, if there is any word like that, is that praise is what gets God. It's is what prepares God's wonders. When you pray, when you praise, you can't miss God. And then we don't praise God for what He, you know, what He has done for us alone. We praise God for who He is. And then you see, a better understanding of this is very, very important, because it's fine. When God does something for you, you praise Him. God is waiting for it. But more than that, God wants you to praise Him, even if He has not done what you expect Him to do. And that is why Psalm 47, I don't have time. I would have loved to. Okay, I will read from verse 1. Actually, I'm moving to verse 7. Say, "Oh, clap your hand, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph." Somebody want to shout? Can you shout to God? Why? He said, "For the Lord Most High is terrible." That word terrible is not a negative word. It means awesome. It means awesome. Meaning God is awesome. He is a great king over what? All the earth. You have to know who God is. When you want to give God quality praise, you have to know that He is the king of all the earth. He has the absolute and supreme power over the earth. So whatever it is that you want, or whatever it is that you need on earth, there is a monarchy who has absolute power, who have the control of everything here on earth. And Him is the object of our praise. He is the object of our praise. Now, the next verse, in verse 3, the Bible says, "He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom He loved." God is gone up with a shout. Come on, somebody, shout to God. "The Lord with a sound of a trumpet." I believe that God likes shouting. I believe it, that God likes shouting. Because every now and then, every time we are talking about praise, somehow we will either noise or shout, or somehow you will see it attached to it. Now, if I see, the Bible says, "Sing praises to God." Can you see now? The object of our praise is God, not things that He has done for us. The object of our praise is God, who is the owner of heaven and earth, the king of all the earth. He said, "Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises." See the emphasis. See the reputation. I mean, the reputation. He's showing you the importance of singing praises. Now, verse 7, he said, "For God is the King of all the earth." He still repeated it again. God is the King of all the earth. So, you have to know how to reference God as the King of all the earth. Now, the next verse says, "Sing ye praises with understanding." In other words, what he's saying is that this is what I'm trying to tell you. Sing praises to this God with understanding. Understanding that He is the King. Understanding that He is the owner of the earth. Understanding that He has the sovereign power. Understand that He is the omnipresent God. He's everywhere. Understand that He is the omniscience God. He knows all things. Understand God, that He is the omnipotent. He has all the power. Have this understanding. You every time you want to praise, have this understanding that the person you want to praise is King. And He exercises His rulership the way He wants. Nobody dictates to Him. At the time you move to Psalm 7, in verse 17, the Bible says something also that is very important. "I will praise the Lord according to His righteousness. I will sing praises to the name of the Lord Most High." In other words, He said, "I'm not going to praise God. I'm not going to sing praises because He has done something for me, but I'm going to, or because He hasn't done anything, but I'm going to praise Him because of His righteousness." The word righteousness means His ability to do right. So whatever He does is right. If you experience delay, it's right. If He does it for you, it is right. So whether good or good in the other way is right. There is no reason for complaint. There is no reason for murmuring. There is no reason for grumbling. Because God is God that do things right. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Very quickly, what is praise? I want us to praise God tonight. I mean, this morning. What is praise? Number one, praise is an expression of admiration, gratitude, exhortation of the Almighty God. This Almighty God we talk about is the expression, is an expression. We know it, we have our understanding that he's the King of all the earth. We have the understanding that his righteousness made him to do things right. Therefore, we express our admirations, we express our gratitude, and we express our exaltation to this Almighty God. We express it, we know who he is. Then we express it every time we praise. He is the object of our focus. He is the object of our praise. So we express our admiration. How much we value him. How much we love him. How much we admire him. How much we value what he's done for us. How much we value what it means to us. We express this to him in praise. And number two, praise is a response of worship to God. It is our expressions of worship to God and greatness of God. In other words, we worship God. When we say we praise, it's a response of worship. We worship God, this Almighty God, this great God. We worship him. And then the fact that praise brings speedy accomplishment is not an over-exaggerated statement. Because in the Bible, we've seen it over and over again. God responds to our requests on time. God appears to us on time when we engage in heartfelt praise. Whenever you want to praise God, let it be genuine. Let it be genuine. Know exactly what you are doing. So praise time is not a time of play. It's not a time to play. It's not a time to look around. It's not a time to try to find out who is looking at you. No. It's a time of admiration to God. We exalt him. We show our gratitude to him. It's an opportunity for us to even value him, for us to know him. Do you know that there are some who are worshiping God's lesser God? There are some who have taken what he has created and worship him. In fact, if you go to India, there are many gods that they have. And you'll be amazed. In fact, they may be worshiping this speaker. And you'll be like, what? I mean, but for you, you know this true God. Why wouldn't you be grateful? I mean, you just thank you. Lord, I just thank you that I know you. You are just, as you are reflecting, you just look at it. Where will I be if I don't know this God? What kind of life will I be living if I don't know this God? Then praise will gush out from you. And then you begin to praise him. And you begin to sing praises to him. And then express your worship, your admirations, how much you valued him, how much you appreciate him, what it means to you. You begin to, that kind of praise, makes God to abide with you forever. If truly you know him. Praise brings speedy accomplishment. We saw that in Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas was arrested for preaching. And when they were arrested, the Bible says they put them in the prison. And that prison is not a common prison. It was a very special prison for a notorious. The Bible says it was inside. They locked them in with hope of no coming out. As far as their enemy is concerned, the next thing to do is execution. While they were there, they were praying. Kabash. Do all they could do. They were doing all sorts of prayers were prayed. Not only them alone, even the church were praying for them day and night. Fasting was going on. But thank God that they know a channel that never fails. In verse 25 and 26, the Bible says that they pray. My pastor will say, comma. Probably, comma means pause a little. So after they pray, they now pause. Something needs to be done. There's still more things to do. See, and at midnight, just like we are now, Paul and Silas prayed, comma, and sang praises to who? To God. And the Bible said the prisoner helped them. So where the prisoner were, they were listening to them and they were enjoying the melody. But all of a sudden, in verse 26, the Bible says, and suddenly, somebody says suddenly. In other words, speedily, quickly. The Bible says there was great earthquake. And you see, I don't know if you have ever seen, I've never seen it, but I've seen a video of earthquake. I mean, it's not something once we experience. The Bible, everybody knows that something happened. Why? Because the King of Kings himself came down. And the Bible says the foundations of the prison was shaking. And immediately, can you see the word again? Quickly. Immediately, all the doors were opened and everyone bound were loose. Somebody is there. Via your praise, every bound around you shall be loose in the name of Jesus. I say every bound around you shall be loose in the name of Jesus. God of quick response will respond to you in the name of Jesus. You know, it's a God that makes impossibility possible. Now, we are going to look at what is in praise. And very quickly, I'm going to round up. What is in praise? Number one, praise magnetizes the presence of God. Praise magnetizes the presence of God. We've seen it here. Because the Bible in Psalm 22, verse 3, the Bible says that God dwells in the praises of his people. So, praise magnetizes the presence of God. And when the presence of God is, miracles happen. Where the presence of God is, miracles happen. And God that never delay make things to work out fast. If it is healing that you need, when you engage in praise and God step in, the healing come with speed. Whatever it is that you need, whatever it is that is of a concern, praise. When you engage in praise, it magnetizes the presence of God. Number two, praise is a sacrifice. And you know that anywhere man sacrifice or anywhere sacrifice is made, power is available. Hebrews chapter 13, in verse 15, the Bible tells us that we should offer the sacrifice of praise continually, not occasionally, say continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Giving thanks to his name, offer the sacrifice of praise. The sacrifice of praise. Continually, every day, non-stop. And he said that sacrifice of praise is the fruit of our lips. And we are giving thanks unto God. You see, the Yoruba, you know, we say, we call it Irubope, the sacrifice of praise. Sacrifice of praise. Sacrifice of praise. And you know that sacrifice, genuine sacrifice will cost you something. And that is why when you praise God, it must cost you of the consciousness of who you are. It must cost you of the consciousness, of the awareness of who you are, whether you are the king, whether you are the bishop, whether you are the pastor, whether you are the CFO, you are the OMD, you are the NMD, whatever it is, DDD you are. You have to lose conscious of who you are and direct your focus to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and give thanks unto his name. That sacrifice, every time sacrifice goes up, blessings come down. So when you offer God the sacrifice of praise, then you get what he planned for you. Number three is praise produces great joy. It produces great joy. It produces great joy. Psalm 16, verse 11. I love this. Can we quickly read that in Psalm 16, verse 11? The Bible says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is what? Fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasure forevermore. Forevermore. So, in the presence of God, the Bible says, there is fullness of joy. Oh God. In the presence of God, it said, there is fullness of joy. Not half joy. For fullness to the maximum capacity. The maximum. This is not a joy that happens occasionally. This is not a joy that comes via what you get or what you have. But you see, it comes from you receive this fullness of joy in the presence of God. In the presence of God. And praise can give you this cheaply. When you praise God, your spirit is elevated and you are refreshed and your heart is filled with joy. Your heart shall be filled with joy in the name of the Lord Jesus. Joy is the key to unlock the store of inspiration. There is no reason for depression. Why will you be depressed? Why will you be moody? If you know the value of praise, how will that thought attack you? Once the thought comes, you just offer praise to God. And as we praise God, that devil cannot stay. Because God himself will sow on the spot. Number five, the supernatural move of God. Supernatural move of God. When we engage in praise, the new praise, we experience the supernatural move of God. And we saw that in Joshua chapter 6, coming the encounter of children of Israel with the wall of Jericho. If we read from verse 20, we discover that the wall of Jericho fell because these guys praised God. And also in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, if you read from verse 17 to 20, these children of Israel want to battle and they have to engage supernatural strategies of praise. And God moved on their behalf. The Lord will move on your behalf this morning in the name of Jesus. And lastly, number five, praise is the connector to God's glory. And I love this. Where if you want the glory of God to manifest, brother and sister, you will have to engage in praise. Quickly go with me to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, we are going to read from verse 5. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, sorry. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, we are going to read from verse... if you read from verse 1, better from verse 1. This time around, the temple has been built. Solomon has built a temple for the Lord. And this temple is a very, very magnificent temple. If you read from verse, we read chapter 4, the entire chapter 4, you discover that you will discover how magnificent this temple is. This temple, the Bible made us to understand that it took them 20 years to build. 20 years to build. And then this temple is so big that the length of it was 90 feet. And the breadth was 30 feet. So there was none of its kind. The whole place, the floor, was tied with gold. The Bible tells us that even the door, the wall, they inscribe serif with gold on it. Very magnificent building. And now it is time for them to dedicate the temple. And the Bible says, thus, all the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished. And Solomon brought all the things that David his father has dedicated, and the silver and the gold and all the instruments put he among the treasures of the house of God. Then Solomon assembled the elders of children and all the head of the tribe, the chiefs of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. Wherefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king in the feast which was in the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the Levites took up the ark. Now, the Levites are the ones to carry the ark. So, it is their responsibility, and then they carry it. And when they brought up the ark, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in the temple, these the prince and the Levites bring up. In other words, we saw prince and the Levite. The Levite carried the ark, and then the priest, they were to offer sacrifice. And what happened? The verse 6, the Bible says, and Solomon, and King Solomon, and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him before the ark, sacrificed sheep and oxes. So many, God, there are multitude of people. Verse 7, and the prince brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto this place, and the oracle. Now, all the religious things were, being put together in place. For very quickly, let me jump to verse 13. And it came to pass, as the trumpet, now, the priests, they were about to do their religious, the normal thing they ought to do. Oh, God. I see God visiting somebody this morning in the name of Jesus. The priests, they were to sacrifice. They were to ensure that sacrifice is made. And they were the only one, the chief priest is the only one to enter into the Holy of Holies. But the most holy, the other priests are there. While they are preparing the sacrifice to be made, something happened. Verse 13, the Bible says, and it came to pass, as the trumpeter, there are about 120 trumpeters and singers, they assembled. All of them, they were blasting their trumpet. They were singing praises to God. They were jubilating and appreciating and exalting God. And the Bible says that it came to pass, as the trumpeter and singer were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpet and cymbal and instrument, of music and praises and praise God, saying, "For he is good, for his mercies endure forever." That then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. Verse 14. So that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord has filled the house of God. They couldn't wait. God could not wait. The praise was so hot. The praise was so intense that God could not wait for the priest to sacrifice. God himself descended with his glory like a cloud, and he filled the whole temple. That even the glory was so much and so thick that if the priest could not offer their normal sacrifice, they also offer. Why? Because God saw a genuine praise coming to him, and God himself came down. I pray for you this morning that in your situation, God Almighty will visit you and will give you a solution speedily in the name of Jesus. Praise is what brings about the glory of God. I know you want the glory of God to manifest in your life, but switch into praise. Collect to praise, and I pray that God will give us the enablement in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you quickly rise to your feet this morning? Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. The glory of God is real, and the presence of God is real, especially when we engage in praise. And we want to praise God this morning. But as we want to praise God, I want to praise God in understanding. I want to know that this God that we are going to praise now is the God, is the King of all the earth. And he can do anything. He can do everything. He can do all things. Praise the Lord. Can you just lift your voice and just bless this name of our King? Can you just open your mouth and exalt him? Direct your praise to him. Magnify him. Exalt him. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. It's worthy.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.